Hello, it's the 25th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Beds Police registered almost 200 cases of coercive control between 2020 and 2021. Women's Aid, a charity, defines coercive control as the excessive use of controlling behaviour by a partner, spouse or family member. It has been a crime in England and Wales since 2015, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. According to the figures provided by the Office of National Standards, 92% of the 162 closed cases logged by Beds Police were dropped due to lack of evidence. Only 8 cases in total ever made it into a courtroom. The head of policy, campaigns and public affairs at Women's Aid, Isabel Yonane, believes that prosecutors and police require a better understanding of this particular type of domestic abuse, which she describes as having a damaging lifelong impact on the victim. The Smart Preben Centre on Preben Street in Bedford plans a phased reopening beginning tomorrow. They are searching for dedicated volunteers to help provide services to those most vulnerable. The Zipyard, located on the High Street in Bedford since 2013, recently crossed their 100,000 customer transaction milestone. The business, which provides clothing and fabric alteration services, is owned by Graham Mulheron, a 30-year-old Bedford native who runs the store with a regular staff of 10 people. Mr. Mulheron said, "It really feels like something to celebrate." Primary school teacher Jamie Kelly at Luton's Chantry Primary Academy has taken on the issue of child hunger. His holiday and food programme ensures that food is provided to students facing food insecurity during the school holidays. That's all today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.